Survivors and families call on Congress to make cancer a top priority. Messages of hope are being collected on college campuses throughout Wisconsin by cancer survivors, patients, family members, and volunteers. The thousands of tributes on tiny sticky notes together will build a wall of hope, which will be delivered to lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to put the spotlight on cancer.
Well, right now the supercommittee has to find a way to cut $1.2 trillion from the budget over the next 10 years, and everything's on the table, and we want to remind Congress the importance of cancer research funding and to please not cut cancer research funding.
Emily Roloff is with the American Cancer Society, who is teaming up with Colleges Against Cancer to collect the messages, put the signs together, and raise awareness.
You can look at the numbers. More than 30,000 Wisconsinites this year will be diagnosed with cancer, but you have to look past the numbers too. I mean, that's your brother, that's your mother, that's your neighbor, and we really want to show them the people behind the numbers today, and that's kind of what we're doing here with this series of events around the state.
The Wall of Hope will be complete by the end of this month, when the so-called Super Committee is required to submit recommendations to Congress on how to cut $1.2 trillion from the federal budget over the next 10 years. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.